From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House shakeup continues. President Trump has announced he is replacing his National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. The announcement came late Thursday. Bolton is currently an analyst with Fox News. The president today imposed tariffs on nearly 1,300 Chinese imported products worth about $60 billion.
The people we're negotiating with, smilingly, they really agree with us. I really believe they cannot believe they've gotten away with this for so long.
Mr. Trump blamed what he called unfair Chinese trade practices for America's trade deficit with China, which has now reached a record $375 billion.
The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good.
The decision to take action is a result of an investigation conducted by the U.S. Trade Representative to determine whether Beijing's trade practices may be, quote, unreasonable or discriminatory. President Trump on Thursday indicated his willingness to testify before the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and other matters. He was asked by a reporter if he was willing to be interviewed by investigators, and he said, "I would like to." His response came after one of his personal attorneys, John Dowd, confirmed he is stepping down. Dowd is known to have counseled Trump against sitting for an interview with those working for the special counsel, Robert Mueller. This is VOA News. At least 14 people were killed Thursday when a car packed with explosives blew up in Mogadishu, the Somali capital. Somali authorities said the car exploded outside a hotel, which is frequented by politicians and businessmen. It's located on Mogadishu. The court has the use of forced anal testing in homosexuality cases. Rights activists are hailing the verdict as a key victory that could have a ripple effect in the region. For VOA correspondent Rael Omboar reports from Nairobi.
The Court of Appeals in the coastal city of Mombasa ruled Thursday that the forced anal testing of suspected gay men is unlawful. The judges deemed the practice a violation of human rights. Homosexuality remains far from accepted in Kenya. Dr. Ezekiel Mutua serves as the chief executive officer of the Kenya Film Classification Board. He's more popularly known as the country's morality cop.
Gay people are human beings, and therefore, to the extent that somebody could be subjected to the anal test, I think that's very wrong, and that was a violation of their rights. I would actually support them in that regard. But that does not mean that homosexuality is right.
In February, Kenya's High Court began hearing of arguments in a potentially landmark case that seeks to repeal Section 162 of the colonial-era penal code. The plaintiffs argue that the state cannot criminalize consensual same-sex relations between adults. It is the first time that a Kenyan court has considered such an argument. Rael Omboar for VOA News, Nairobi.
More than 1,500 Syrian rebel fighters and their families are evacuating a town in the besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta as the army moves closer to recapturing the town. Dozens of white buses pulled out of the town of Harosta on their way to Idlib, which is still in rebel hands. U.S. prosecutors have quietly dropped charges against 11 of the 15 members of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's security detail who were criminally indicted last year for assaulting protesters during a visit by Erdogan to Washington. Criminal charges related to the incident against four of the bodyguards were dismissed last November, while the indictment against the seven others was withdrawn on February 14th, the day before outgoing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited Turkey to meet with Erdogan in an effort to mend ties between the two NATO allies. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.